This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for May 2011. Tonight, presidential comment, a final Upper Hutt conference update, and on the international scene,
the FCC chairman makes a surprise visit to Hamvention 2011.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. Leading tonight's broadcast lineup is presidential comment. From New Plymouth, here's our president, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. I have some good news for you this month. I'm very pleased to be able to report that as a result of political lobbying by several branches, and in particular, Otago Branch 30, Cordia have agreed to our staying for another 5 years at the sites we occupy, at no charge apart from paying for the power. This is a very good outcome for amateur radio and means that those repeater sites and national system sites can continue to operate without having to find either a new location or shut down. Many thanks must go to Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, your NZART Vice President, who has been negotiating with Cordia since the problem with them arose. I will be reporting more details once the final written contract between NZART and Cordia is signed. Next weekend we'll see plenty of action at the AGM and conference. I have been involved in arranging conferences before, and I know the amount of work that is put in by the organisers. So a big thank you to Mark Gooding and his committee for organising this one. A big thank you too to Debbie Morgan, our General Secretary, who puts in a great effort getting the paperwork ready for the council meetings and the AGM. She has also arranged travel and accommodation for councillors and our most welcome visitors from Australia. While most of us are enjoying the spare minutes catching up with friends and relaxing, she will be working hard behind the scenes preparing the script for the conference official broadcast and the agenda for the Monday council meeting. My job at the AGM will be making sure that everyone who wants to has their say and that debate is on the policies and not on the personalities. Be constructive in your debating. If you intend to come with the express purpose of stirring up trouble, please reconsider. I look forward to seeing many of you there. I hope you enjoy yourselves. I always enjoy these gatherings because I go along determined to do so. Please arrive with the same outlook. Safe travelling to all, and I will see you at Silverstream next weekend. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The President of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Early notice tonight of the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club's used equipment sale. This is to be held at their club rooms, Heritage Park, Manu, Whangarei, on Saturday the 2nd of July. Doors open for buyers at 10:30 a.m. and the usual refreshments will be available. That evening, commencing at 6 p.m, the branch will be holding its famous midwinter nosh-up at their club rooms. Mark your calendar now and reserve the day for amateur radio in Whangarei. More details next month. To the south we head now, to Upper Hutt, where we say a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I advised last month that the EX and Y call signs will be made available in June. The date has now been confirmed as the 22nd at midday. While I am not able to reserve call signs, I can take applications and hopefully be able to accommodate your requests on the day. Bearing in mind there are four other ARXs in New Zealand who will probably be allocating call signs on this day also. As yet, I have still to receive confirmation from Radio Spectrum that one-letter calls will be allocated permanently. This remains at this time as a 12-month allocation only, with a probable 6-month stand-down at the end of this period, unless proven that the call is used regularly for special events. There will be a new release of PIB 46 on this date, which are the rules governing allocation of call signs. So if you are in doubt, please view the RSM website for the latest edition. All costs associated with changing call signs and new certificates can be found on the NZART webpage. With conference now only 1 week away, I'm fairly busy getting ready for the upcoming event. If you wish to have your apology recorded or your branch boats on remits submitted by a proxy, please forward to me by Wednesday this coming week. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. NZART's AGM and Conference. Well, that's on next weekend at the Silver Stream Retreat. With a final conference update, here's the Conference Committee Chairman, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI.
Good evening, Jim. Good evening, listeners. We are now just a few days away from conference. All the planning is complete. For those coming to conference, the registration desk will be based in the boardwalk area directly opposite the main reception building at the Silver Stream Retreat. It will be open on Friday from 4 p.m. until close at about 9:30 p.m. A light supper will be available for those coming in late. The registration desk will open again at 7:30 on Saturday morning and will remain open throughout the day of the AGM. All people attending the conference must register whether you are using a paying option or not. This is a health and safety issue as we need to know who is on site at all times. A talk-in station will also be operating on VHF via Mount Climby 730 or 147.300 MHz with a positive offset. Call sign is ZL2VH or ZL2 Victor Hotel, or just call Upper Hutt Conference and the talk-in station will respond. The talk-in station will be available to direct you towards the venue or give out other information as required. This talk-in station will be operating at the same times as the registration desk. Finally, if you require a ride from either the Silver Stream Railway Station or Stokes Valley Bus Stop, call the talk-in station or, alternatively, call the following cell phone number for transport. The number is 02213 22332. That number again, 02213 22332. Transport will only be provided from these two locations. There is no airport pickup available. I hope to see as many of you as possible at the conference this year. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. Upper Hutt Conference Committee Chairman, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Now to amateur radio news on the international scene. And for an update, we join the amateur radio news line.
Dayton Hamvention 2011 is in the books, and for some, the highlights included an out-of-this-world experience in the visit of a NASA astronaut and the surprise guest appearance by one of the government's top communications regulators. Amateur Radio Newsline's Mark Abramovich, NT3V, has this report.
My call sign here on Earth is KF5BOC, but I've never used it. I call that my gravity call sign. But my real call sign is NA1SS from the space station. I've got this emotional attachment to that now.
And that's what NASA astronaut Doug Wheelock had to say during Saturday's Youth Forum at the Dayton Hamvention, one of several events he attended during the weekend celebration of global friendship, the theme of this year's gathering. Wheelock was invited to Hamvention to be part of the American Radio Relay League's Expo, but he spent a lot of time mingling and circulating throughout various areas of the Hamvention grounds and freely signed autographs and chatted with folks and packed a Saturday afternoon forum where he talked about life aboard the International Space Station. Wheelock says his time aboard the space station was anything but routine. It was last July 31st, only hours after a prearranged contact with K2BSA at the Boy Scouts of America Jamboree in Virginia, that things got challenging.
I had just shut down the treadmill, and about 10 minutes later, the alarms went off. And I looked, and I kept silencing the alarm. I picked up the mic. I said, "Houston, are you there?" And they weren't answering. And so then I looked, and all my crewmates were there. And they said, "What did you do?" I said, "I just turned off the treadmill, I promise you." But anyway, we had a pump module that failed. We ended up having to go outside and do three spacewalks.
And Wheelock says it was great to know there were people other than his crewmates and NASA engineers who he could talk to and decompress as they battled to fix the problem.
As we came back in from those spacewalks, I got on the ham radio and we talked about it and everything. Using that radio and having you guys as an emergency contact for us around the globe was a warm, warm feeling for me as a commander aboard that space station.
And Wheelock says he looked at ham radio aboard the ISS as a critical backup should all else fail.
I thought, you know, I have these emergency contacts on every continent on that planet down there. And I thought, if my communication goes out with mission control, I am not hesitating one bit to call some of my friends and say, hey, Chris, could you give Mission Control a jingle and tell them that we're okay?
Wheelock says becoming a ham has been a life-changing experience.
The friends that I made in the amateur radio business and community, I now feel like just an entrenched member of this community. It really, truly has changed my life for the better.
Finally, Wheelock recalls crossing the line. He thought it was harmless when he did it, but his NASA ham radio instructor informed him after he did it that, well, let's have him tell the story of wishing a frequent friend over Europe by the name of Fabiano a happy birthday.
I felt like I was kind of slapped on the wrist a little bit by NASA, and then I thought, you know what? And then I felt flattered that my singing of Happy Birthday was actually considered music. So I was like,
Again, Wheelock truly was a hit, stopping to take pictures with nearly everyone who asked and signing program books and NASA photos. He'll also be appearing in an upcoming video the ARRL is producing. Now, what else happened to Dayton? Well, imagine you're Hamvention Chairman Michael Coulter, WHCI, and you get a word Federal Communications Commission Chairman Julius Genachowski is in the house and wants an audience. No fooling. Genachowski had a flight diverted to Dayton Friday night because of the storms in the Midwest and was told it might be a problem finding a hotel room because of the hamvention. Well, Genachowski found a room and decided to check out ham radio for himself and this big gathering of hams from around the world on Saturday. As Coulter and others from the Dayton Hamvention Committee tell it, Genachowski spent about 2 hours at the gathering. He circulated among many, including those in the main arena, where he chatted with folks about the advanced technology in use in amateur radio today. The Dayton Hamvention Committee estimated attendance of at least 20,000 and say they got positive feedback from both the inside vendors and those in the flea market. One little glitch made this year's hamvention a bit memorable. Early in the afternoon on Saturday, Har Arena personnel began closing off all the restrooms with yellow caution tape and directing people to porta potties outside. Most didn't learn until much later that major sewer line broke, sending its contents into an area of the flea market. Well, the affected flea market spots were moved, the leak was temporarily fixed, and people came back Sunday for the final day of events. I'll be back next week with more on Hamvention 2011, including a special interview with a YL who has been a big part of activities in Dayton for 24 years. Next year, she's looking forward to 25, and she'll clue us in on what she has in store. For the Amateur Radio Newsline from Dayton, I'm Mark Abramovich, NT3V.
For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2011. All rights are reserved.
And we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Time now for a WARO News update and its greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bersher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. It's almost NZART conference time again. And, of course, that means it's also time for the WARO AGM, which takes place during conference weekend in Upper Hutt. The WARO AGM will be held at the Silver Stream Retreat on Sunday the 5th of June 2011, starting at 8:30 a.m. sharp. The early start will allow attendees to go to the alternative program or to another AGM later in the morning. WARO President Margaret Zedell 1MB is hoping for a good attendance of members at the AGM this year. If you're unable to attend, apologies can be emailed to myself or any executive member. The results of the Selma Super Memorial Contest will be announced during the WARO AGM, and I know there's always great interest in hearing the winners announced in the various sections. Bulletin editor Bev ZL1OS would welcome written articles and especially photos depicting WARO members' participation at conference for the next bulletin magazine. WARO YLs who are unable to get to conference are generally interested to read about the alternative program, and I hope that somebody will find the time to write a few lines about their experiences. Remember too that contributions are needed for the Warrow Pagan break-in. Any items of interest, no matter how small, are very welcome. I'm unable to be at conference this year, but I'm sure that those of you who are attending will have an enjoyable time. That's all from Warrow for Majum. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Reporting for Warrow, Rosemary Boucher, ZL1RO. Antenna restrictions and district plans remain matters that can impact on our activity as radio amateurs. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, joins us from Whanganui with an update. Mike?
Progress is being made with a number of district plans affecting amateur antennas and supporting structures. The appeal of NZART and Wellington branches against the Wellington City Council is progressing, and the City Council has deliberated over whether to continue the appeal to the Environment Court. As this broadcast is being prepared in advance, I cannot advise the result. If the appeal proceeds to a defended hearing, the Wellington ratepayers will carry a cost burden which a council staff member advised could be up to $100,000. The decision of Tauranga City Council on their district plan was disappointing. The City Council completely ignored the submissions of NZART and the Tauranga Emergency Communications Group, Branch 88. Branch 88 and NZART have submitted a joint appeal against the Council's decision to the Environment Court, and I acknowledge the work that Brian, ZL1IE, has done preparing this appeal. Rangitiki District has notified the summary of decisions on its plan review and called for further submissions, which closed on 16th May. Since my last official broadcast, I have visited Branch 20, Manawa 2, and addressed the branch on district plans, their effects on radio amateurs, and how to proceed on these matters. As a result, Manawa 2 Branch made a pre-consultation submission to the Palmerston North City Council, seeking plan rules recognising the needs of amateur radio operations. Other districts I am aware of which are approaching the notification stage of the district plan review process are Manawa 2 District, Horowhenua District, Kapiti District and Porirua City. I cannot monitor the progress of all councils, so it is important that if you become aware of your district's preparation of its district plan or plan review, then you must participate in the submission process to have any chances of gaining improved rules for antennas and supporting structures. Contact me, Mike Newman, at zl1bnb@nzrt.org.nz if you require any further information or advice on your district plan. And with that, it's good night from NZRT Antennas Planning. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, NZART's local government liaison officer. Finally tonight, it's Branch News. Reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with a Napier Branch 25 NZART meeting, which will be held at 7:30pm on Wednesday the 1st of June at the clubrooms in Latham Street, starting 7:30pm. It will be a show and tell, so bring along some item of gear, whether it's radio or otherwise, from your place. Coffee, tea and buns will be provided. Hastings Branch members are most welcome. To Scatter, newsletter of Tatahi Bay Branch 42, NZART, where the next meeting is on Tuesday the 7th of June. The guest speaker is Trevor Farmer, the manager of the Porirua Emergency Management Office. The annual general meeting for Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART will be held on Monday, June the 13th at 7:30pm in the clubrooms at Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo in Lower Hutt. This will be followed by a special supper. The next meeting for Nelson Branch 26 will be on Wednesday the 15th of June at the clubrooms at Bolt Road. Pete, ZL2FSK, will give a talk on the basics of internet firewalls and routers. And finally to Christchurch Branch 05, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 1st of June, starting 7:30pm at the clubrooms at 27 Galbraith Avenue in Avonside. The speaker is Richard, ZL4FZ, on the Christchurch earthquake and the role that AREC and radio played in communications in the field. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG in Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed next Sunday, the 5th of June. Now you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters at the NZART website. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the official broadcast for May. A reminder that the NZART Conference 2011 official broadcast will be made by Upper Hutt Branch Station ZL2VH at 8pm only next Sunday, the 5th of June. The conference broadcast will also be available next day as an MP3 file on the NZART webpage. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2011. Good night, everyone. Good night now.